With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Matt Weaverank. News for Automotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. It's election day in Lambton Camp Middlesex. The polls open at 9 this morning and close at 9 tonight. Residents who are eligible to vote should have received voter information cards in the mail in April outlining where they're supposed to vote. Eight candidates are running to replace longtime MPP Monty McNaughton, who left politics for the private sector last fall. A 22-year-old Chatham woman is facing two impaired driving charges after a single-vehicle crash on St. Clair Road between Chatham and Wallaceburg earlier this week. OPP say they were called to the scene near Green Valley Line at around 9:30 Tuesday night. The woman who was driving the vehicle was assessed for injuries at the scene but declined to go to the hospital. She was given a roadside test, then taken back to OPP headquarters in Chatham for further testing before she was charged. The Southern Ontario Motor Speedway in Buxton is officially under new ownership. The Marsh family has taken over from Henry Croker, and the first races of the year are coming up quickly. The Speedway is planning to have 23 race dates this year, starting May 11th and running until October. The new owners are also discussing changing the name to the South Buxton Speedway and said they'll have a final decision later. And the federal government's budget passed through the House of Commons yesterday after the NDP leader said he would support it. Jagmeet Singh was waiting for Liberal support on two initiatives, including questions about the disability benefit announced in the budget. The Edmonton Oilers are heading to the second round of the NHL playoffs. They beat the LA Kings 4-3 last night to close out their series in five games. The Dallas Stars have the edge on Vegas now after beating the Golden Knights 3-2. The Toronto Blue Jays offense struggled once again as they lost 6-1 to Kansas City. The Tigers beat the Cardinals 4-1. And in the NBA playoffs, the Celtics are heading to the second round. They beat Miami to eliminate the Heat, while the Mavericks beat the Clippers to take a 3-2 series lead. Sunny today with a high of 22 Celsius. Cloudy tonight, a chance of showers, low 12, but rising to 18 by tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, mainly sunny to start, a chance of showers and the risk of a thunderstorm in the afternoon, and a high of 25. I'm Matt Weaverank. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.